Welcome back to the Predators Season Preview Show here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. We are proud to be your radio home for Preds hockey. Opening night tomorrow night against the Columbus Blue Jackets at Bridgestone Arena. My name is Max Herz alongside Willie Donick and Adam Vingan, and we are joined now by Predators head coach Andrew Brunette here on the show. Bruno, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, guys. Yeah, great to be on.
We will get you in here before the Blue Jays try to close out the Yankees here in about 45 minutes. We know you've got your Treya Savage jersey on, or maybe even your Willie Donick medicine hat Blue Jays jersey on and ready to go.
That's hard to find. If he's got that, he was at some silent auction that I don't know about.
Emphasis on silent on that one for sure.
Yeah.
That was the item that wasn't getting anybody bidding, probably. So it would have been out of charity. They probably paid Bruno to take it.
That's right.
Hey, he'd rep it proudly. All right, Bruno, let's talk some puck. Training camp seems like it's gone to your satisfaction. It's been fun to watch. The players have been upbeat. Everybody seems like they have a pretty fresh mindset, a clear mind, and ready to go. As you've worked with that, what are some of the things that you've installed or system changes with the team this year that you hope change the results for the Preds this season?
Yeah, I think one, before you get into a little bit of the tweaks, the competitiveness of camp, I think, is the one thing that stuck out. Obviously, the influx of youth, I thought, brought a lot of energy. Having a long summer seems to revitalize a lot of our players that were here last year. So it's been a great vibe. But I really, you know, enjoyed the competition and getting to see some of our younger players and what they bring. You know, as for, you know, some tweaks in the system, a little bit of a part of it, it's a mindset. I don't think it matters what system you play. If you're not in the right mindset, it's not going to work. If you're not committed to it, it's not going to work. So I think the mindset for me was really important coming in. Obviously, lots of discussions with the players, especially the veteran leadership group of where we want to go, where we, you know, at the end of the year, we talked about a little bit where we failed and how can we improve and where do we want to go. So I think that was the first thing, just the mindset of moving forward and how we're going to move forward. As for system changes, we you know, tweaked a few things in our defensive zone. We tweaked a few things kind of up ice a little bit. Those are the two things that really stuck out. But again, to me, it's nothing drastic or completely crazy. A little bit more emphasis of letting Juice see the puck. I think we failed them a little bit in that area, both mindset-wise and maybe a little bit systematically. You know, we had some issues clearing the front of the net for them or clearing the porch for them. Partly was due to, you know, how many defensemen we went through and the size. So I think this year we added some size, which hopefully allow us to clean the porch a little better. Again, to me, I keep repeating it, but it doesn't really matter what system you play or what changes you make. It has to be the mindset that's there and the commitment to that mindset.
Andrew Brunette is with us, head coach for the Nashville Predators. And Andrew, after the season was over, we talked to Barry Trotz about this yesterday. He really praised you for sort of jumping out, taking the initiative of how to go through last year, as you just kind of referred to, try to fix some things, make some things better. Take us through the process of how you, behind the scenes, prepared for this training camp, because it really sounds like the energy is good and the players have responded to the adjustments.
Yeah, I think it's a collaboration. I think there's some things that the players wanted me to hear, and there's some things I wanted them to hear. And I think, again, we were growing our relationship. You know, for a chunk of them, this is our third year together, and for a couple of the other older guys, it's our second year. And we're still getting to know each other and trying to work together to get to our ultimate goal. But I think it started at the end of the year, sat with a leadership group. Again, like I said, broke down or were open conversations of what they thought and what I thought, and we tried to find some middle ground. And there was the non-negotiables and the things that I strictly believe in, and there's other things that I was willing to change and tweak together. And again, if we don't have buy-in, it doesn't matter what we tweak. So I think they had some ownership of it. I have ownership of it, and I think that brought the energy up, and we kind of stayed in touch all summer, making sure we understood each other and that we had a clear vision of what we wanted to accomplish and how we wanted to get there. And, you know, in September, we sat down again after a few conversations in the summer and just made sure this is where we're at. So I think we're all together. We're connected. We're unified on how we believe we need to play. We have a game plan. Now we're just putting it in action. And I thought camp, for the most part, we hit you know, two or three of those fundamental goals we were trying to achieve and how we wanted to play. And, you know, there's still some things that we got to improve on, but I see the improvement every day and the willingness to work on those improvements. If it's systematically, if it's mindset of the value of the puck, all those things, I think, were a collaboration and a partnership with the players, also setting, I guess, non-negotiables or goals that we need to attain.
Andrew, you confirmed earlier today that Brady Martin will make his NHL debut tomorrow at the fresh young age of 18 years old. I see that you have Martin centering Philip Forsberg and Ryan O'Reilly. Why Martin down the middle versus O'Reilly? And how do you intend to deploy that line, specifically Martin and O'Reilly? Because, of course, O'Reilly has a ton of experience down the middle.
Yeah, I think going right to start of the camp, I thought, you know, Marty and Phil had really good chemistry. Obviously, Woody had a tremendous start to his camp, and he got hurt. And then I just thought with O'Reilly's ability, he's played some wing in his career. Obviously, he's a centerman, but just being able to protect Brady a little bit in either the faceoffs or defensive zone, I think that's crucial as for a young player, especially getting his feet wet. And obviously, I think they feed off each other really well down low in the offensive zone. I think that's a strength of the game where they're really good at supporting each other. They're close together. They think very similarly down there. And you could see the little bit of chemistry in the games we had. And I think with, you know, Federer, Svechkov playing the way he has the latter part of camp, I think it's allowed us to experiment with this. And let's just see with Brady if he can handle the workload going forward. So far, he's stepped up to every task. And tomorrow, you know, we ramp up about 20% more than exhibition for all of us that have been around this game. It's going to, you know, it's be a big challenge for him. And like I said, he's rose to the occasion every time, and I expect him to do it again. And I don't think having Ryan O'Reilly beside you, really to lean on, to listen to watch, to help, it'll be instrumental in Brady's success this year if he's able to, you know, keep his level that he's at right now.
Predators coach Andrew Brunette is our guest here on the season preview show on 102.5 The Game. It's so great to have Roman Josi back, doing Josi things, getting the treatment he needs after his POTS diagnosis. What's it been like for you, Bruno, watching him this camp get back on the horse?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, we never know where it was going to go at the end of last year. And for our whole coaching staff to see him back, and not just back, but refreshed, excited, I think feeling very comfortable that he's come up with the solution that some of the things that bothered him. And I think he feels confident with that. And it showed on the ice right from the start. His fitness is always off the charts, but I just think the jump he had, you know, that even in practice where he looks like Jost again. And last year, obviously he dealt with it a little bit before he had to shut it down. And I think it was bothering him. And this year I see a free Roman that he's, you know, he's not thinking, he's just playing. And when he's doing that, he's as good as it gets in the game.
We're talking to Andrew Brunette. And Andrew, one theme that we're hearing, and you just mentioned the dynamic between a Brady Martin and a Ryan O'Reilly. I've noticed Svechkov playing with Stamkos a lot. You've got Willsby and Josi playing together some. You've got these young, youthful, enthusiastic talents who are just scratching the surface, and then you've got these veterans that have been through a lot and won a lot over the course of their career. What's that dynamic been like to watch?
Well, I think it goes back to a little bit of the mindset of the collaboration and the open conversations with our veterans, that this is where we're at right now. And for us to move forward, we're going to need our youth to grow. And that's hard at different times, but our leadership group's been great. They've accepted the challenge with open arms, and I think it's proven all through camp and all those situations you just talked to. You know, they've been able to help whoever they're playing. And, you know, talked about Phil quite a bit, you know, how Phil's handled, you know, even Brady and Matthew Wood, you know, bringing Brady into his house and talking to him right from the first day of exhibition game. And you kind of take that for granted. But I think being a player at one point, being a young player, to have a guy like Phil spend time with you, talk to you, have patience with you, it just goes a long, long way in your development. And I think it accelerates it. And hey, we're going to need these kids, you know, and I'm not even, there's even the Zach LaRues and the Kemmys and the Weisblatts. They're all real close too. And they're going to be parts of this team this year. So we're going to need all hands on deck. But again, it goes back to the mindset and the buy-in of our older players that they're willing to take on this leadership role, take on these young kids because they understand we're going to need them and their youth and energy throughout the season, especially being a shorter, you know, where the Olympic break kind of season is going to be very condensed. So it speaks to, again, to our, the relationship that we've built over the summer and their understanding and buy-in that we're going to have to do this, and they're all in.
You've got Luke Evangelista now back with the team. He's got the new contract. I don't know if there's a change in his immigration visa status. I know that's been up in the air, but what's the process been like to try to get him acclimated and catch up?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, you're jumping on a speeding train, especially when you're trying to catch up to a speeding train, especially as tomorrow rolls around. But Luke's played enough games, you know, he'll be fine. We're just trying to get him in practice, used to the pace. You know, I think he was practicing with the London Knights and, you know, a little bit of junior hockey. And you know, this is just a little bit of a different pace, a little bit different animal when it comes to puck battles and stick strength. And the one thing he has going for him is in outstanding physical shape. I mean, I think he scored the highest in our camp and some of the bike things we were doing. And he looks great on the ice. So he looks as good as I've seen him this part of the year. I think he's historically been a slower starter. Tim, he's skating really good. He's really, you know, amped up the play, and hopefully we get this visa thing figured out here the next couple of days.
Bruno, thank you so much for joining us. Looking forward to seeing you out there in Smashville tomorrow night for opening night.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me. See you tomorrow.
That's Predators head coach Andrew Brunette joining us to get things started on the Predators season preview show tonight.
Let's hope that the Jays take care of business tonight so he's not distracted in the game 5. He doesn't want to have to watch the scoreboard tomorrow.
Hey, it's an off day either way tomorrow. Everything lines up perfectly.
Oh, that's right. I didn't even think about it. So he's, well, so game 5 would be Friday? Oh, he's right? it's all lined up either way then. My bad.
I was going to suggest one of the iPads on the bench. He could turn to the Jays
Do they
game.
Have to?
But I guess he doesn't have to now.
It's all good. He's hoping the Jays take care of it tonight.
They will play in half an hour. The Blue Jays and Yankees will. And I believe that game is going to be on 94.9 The Fan. Is that correct?
That sounds right.
I'm not sure, but I think it might be. All right. We will talk to Hal Gill coming up next, bringing in our big defenseman from Preds Radio and Preds TV here on the Predators Season Preview Show. Max Serz, Willie Donick, Adam Vingan, and you here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.